Spurs regular season is over, and the play-in game versus the Pelicans is right around the corner. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer, Ken's Five San Antonio. Yeah, the play-in is looming. The Spurs will be in New Orleans for that game, single elimination. Hopefully the Spurs can pull it out, but what is it going to take for the Spurs to get the W? In other words, the Spurs will beat the Pelicans if, fill in the blank, and also we're going to be looking at what Vegas has to say about the Wednesday night game. To help me is a guy who is no stranger to Vegas. He loves to bet on everything because he's a betting man. He is James Pledger with San Antonio Sports Star. I guess we can still say happy birthday. It's just a couple days removed. So, again, happy birthday, James.
I appreciate that. Thank you for coming out. That was a fun night.
the day began with a giant pizza, everybody. And we're not kidding. It was a giant pizza. It was so massive. Big, James, I had to eat my slice on my lap. Remember that?
There's just no room at the table, so you had to take it to your lap.
It was a great day with Pledger. I got to spend at least two of the three outings with him. He did a little laser tag in the middle, but I had to go to a Spurs game, cover that last home game versus the Warriors. But he is with San Antonio Sports Star. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at IamPledger. And he's also the co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. He'll talk to you all about that shortly. So, James, you know, big game on the road, huh? Got a big Spurs, got a big, big game in the Big Easy.
Well, it depends. I mean, are you Team Jimenez and the, you know, do you want those extra 2% of odds to possibly get a lottery pick, or do you actually want to see this team move forward? And at this point, with where we are in the season, go for it. This is the best possible. Get some learning experience, get some games that matter for this team. Mm-hmm. And it was nice down the stretch of the season to see this team, mm-hmm. what we haven't seen in a few years, which is playing in games that mean something late in the season.
Right. Yeah. And the Spurs were able to be in that position. You know, they had a chance to even move up a bit for that ninth spot. Didn't pan out. It was lined up for them. You know, the Pelicans lost to Memphis over the weekend. The Spurs almost pulled out the win versus the Warriors. But it is what it is. They are the 10th seed heading into Wednesday night's game. But
and they played, you know, they played pretty well.
They did, yeah. They
the
did.
Warriors for, you know, no DeJounte. No, I mean, nobody of consequence played in that game.
It was basically a G League team out there. There was throughout the night, it was Primo, Wieskamp, Kaycock, Jock Landale, and Zach Collins.
Yeah,
you saw that.
I was going to say we had a Devontae Kaycock sighting.
Yeah, and look, you know, the Spurs and the Pelicans, you know, they're no stranger. They played each other four times during the regular season. I know that old adage, oh, throw out the season, out the record, out the door, you know. But I think you still got to factor that in. The Spurs beat the Pelicans in four games, 3-1. But nevertheless, you know,
they beat this iteration of the Pelicans in the final time we saw them, because you can kind of throw out the previous just because no Brandon Ingram
for
a couple of games, no Zion, which we don't have to worry about there. But even more importantly, no C.J. McCollum in those first three games. Mm-hmm. That final game of the year, we did get to see C.J. McCollum, who is a notorious Spurs killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his Portland days, he's averaging over 24 points per game in his career versus San Antonio. So he definitely loves to play against San Antonio, and it'll likely be the same thing for him, you know, coming into Wednesday's game. But, you know, let's dive into the big question here to start off the show. You know, James, the Spurs beat the Pelicans if fill in the blank. What has to happen for the Spurs to get the road win?
DeJounte Murray has to happen. I mean, it's as simple as that. DeJounte Murray's got to be the best player on the team. And hopefully you get what you've been continuing to get from Keldon Johnson.
Yeah.
And those two have to be the tip of your spear. They were playing incredible down the stretch together. You would have DeJounte with 30-point triple doubles, including a career high 32 in a couple of games against the Pels. So 30-point triple doubles from DeJounte Murray, 20 plus from Keldon Johnson. Those two really, really found something down the stretch of the season together. And those are the two that have to lead you, kind of the same way back in the day is say, well, Tim's got to be Tim, and you have to get like 20 from Tony and you know, a good day from Manu off the bench. That's where they're at right now. You need those two to be those two, because you don't have, like, if teams tried to take away Manu or Tony or Tim, like, they had the others to go on. There's no counter to those two, really.
Right. Yeah. You're looking at the four games versus the Pelicans, and in the games that DeJounte Murray did play, he averaged about 21.2 points per game, 9.3 assists, and 2.0 steals versus the Pelicans. You know, another, you know, Spurs beat the Pelicans if fill in the blank thing is Jakob Poeltl. You know, when I looked at the head-to-head matchups, you know, during the regular season, and I was expecting to see Keldon, as you mentioned, you know, to do his thing, you know, or Lonnie, you know, maybe it was Lonnie that was helping the Spurs get that 3-1 series lead in the regular season. Actually, it was Jakob Poeltl. He led the
double
team.
Double-double?
Yeah. He led the team in blocks against the Pelicans, averaging close to 2 a game. He was the highest field goal percentage shooting player, you know, 62% versus the Pelicans. And you hit it on the head. It definitely, DeJounte Murray was doing the most damage to the Pelicans in their four meetings. But a close second, defensively, it was Jakob Poeltl. And they're going to need him because if you, you know, granted, it was only CJ who played the Spurs once, but it's actually Jonas Valanciunas who's been a pain in the Spurs side during the four regular season meetings, James.
Yeah. And, when you look at Jakob, he gives you a little bit offensively, and he helps to control the boards, especially against the size of a New Orleans team. So when you're talking about the link that they have with Valanciunas, with Steven Adams, with Jackson Hayes, with Brandon Ingram even, like, they've got length and a lot of it. So they can control the boards if they, you know, put that link to use. So the Spurs have to be all over the boards, because when the Spurs have lost to them, it has been because of second chance opportunities presented by the Pelicans. When they struggled, New Orleans did dominate the boards, and they did get a lot of second chance opportunities, and you have to limit those opportunities against these Pelicans and be able to start your own offense.
Valanciunas averaged 11.4 rebounds per game against San Antonio. Jakob, 9.3. So that, you know, you hit it on the head about as far as controlling that glass. Valanciunas is the leading scorer against the Spurs. His 17.8 points per game.
I'm okay he's definitely with that.
Yeah, you know, he's right. I'm okay with that, because if you look at the games where McCollum did play against San Antonio, 32 points in a March 6th matchup where the Spurs won barely, 107 to 103. 36 points in a February 12th matchup where the Spurs won by 10, 124 to 114. He definitely put up the points, as you highlighted. He loves playing against San Antonio. So he is going to have to be a player they're going to key on. James, do you think, I mean, maybe I'm stretching it here, but do you think they may do what they did against Denver? Let Joker have his, get the W. In this case, let McCollum get his and shut everybody else down?
It's a very, and it goes back, it predates even Joker. I mean, you talk about the Joker and Nikola Jokic, like, it predates, this used to be a philosophy he had against the Lakers with Kobe Bryant. This is something that we've seen Pop do for a long time, is you are okay to get yours. Everyone else is not going to kill us because you're killing us.
Right. Yeah, and
Because you're going to get
the
yours regardless, no matter how hard it comes. So what we have to protect against is overcommitting to you, which allows everyone else to go off along with you. That then you're chasing your tail defensively. So it's a lot easier if you keep everyone else at bay, even if they score 50. That's allowable because the other easy buckets that come with trying to overcommit to slow somebody down when they're going off is where teams really get hurt.
I was asked this question yesterday. I did a little TV spot for I guess the Ken's Five
Oh, I thought you
version.
meant at my birthday party.
No. We were not talking Spurs at James's birthday party, that's for sure. We were talking about what drink we're gonna have next. That's what we were talking about. But I guess like the New Orleans version of Ken's Five, I did a
Okay.
TV spot for them. And they asked me the question, the Spurs beat the Pelicans if what? And I fill in the blank as we're doing here. I said they have to come in with an all hands on deck mentality. They can't do and let they can't have DeJounte try to triple double win, for them. They can't do that. You hit the head, Keldon Johnson's got to do his, DJ's got to be him. We talked about Jakob has been a thorn on the Pelicans side. But you look at what they're doing post All-Star game collectively, their 3-point attempts, the Spurs that is, are up about 34. I'm sorry, yeah, about 34 a game. And their free throw attempts, that was very, indicative of postseason why they were winning a little bit more as well. Their free throw attempts went up to 25 a game. Post All-Star break, they're playing a lot better. And James, they're a better road team. I think they have an above 500. Well, depending on what happens in Dallas, but at least at this recording, they play better on the road. And even Zach Collins was asked that towards the end of the season. Why does this team play better on the road after the All-Star break? He's like, I don't know. He goes, well, we're just gonna roll with it. It looks like that has to be the mentality. That's been the mentality post All-Star break, all hands on deck, and it is now. And especially because down the stretch they were playing without DeJounte for a stretch, Jakob for a stretch, Lonnie for a stretch, and they were still getting W's.
Yeah, and while they've had struggles with health, and of course, most recently DeJounte Murray, and you worry about the loss of nearly 10 pounds because I'm very aware of this. A guy like Lonnie probably doesn't put weight back on very easily. I, as a naturally skinny person my entire life, that has been an issue. Just
Yeah,
making sure
James
you
is
can put
very
the weight on.
thin. James is a very thin man.
So I understand DeJounte's plight when we talk about things like this. When you talk about losing 10 pounds, I'm like, oh man, that's not good. Because that probably takes a
And
bit
he's
for
already
him to
thin
put back
already to
on.
begin with.
That's what I'm
And he's
saying.
already,
Like,
yeah.
you're talking about 10 pounds on what's not a lot in terms of an NBA. So you wonder, how does that affect his strength? How does that affect his ability defensively to, check up on a lot of these guards that are thicker? And that's the main concern when you talk about what you're looking for going into this game is how does DeJounte look in this game? But yes, they have been extremely good on the road to answer your question for a team that's kind of been trying to figure it out for most of the season and kind of a bunker mentality, I think, in terms of being able to kind of shut things out and get into their own world. And here's another thing is as young as this team is, I think there's something to be said about the routine that being on the road provides you. You know, you're on a team bus together, you're staying in a hotel together. I mean, there is a structure and a routine to things that you do on the road that at home, you can go home, you get, play some Call of Duty, whatever. I mean, maybe you go out, maybe you take your family out for a nice dinner before a game since you're home. Like, there are things that change, and it's not a structured when you're at home versus when you're on the road, which a young team, that structure may be really good for them.
You know, Pledger talked about DeJounte losing the weight, you know, 10 pounds. But one thing that can help him gain the weight back in a good way, you know, get some good muscle on him, are Built Bars. Yeah, Built Bar. I enjoy them. I got boxes of them. I go through them quick because I forget they're a health bar because they taste like a candy. Yeah, so if you've fallen off your New Year's resolution, trying to get back on track to eat right, well, go check out Built.com. They have a puff, like a little marshmallowy puff, protein-infused marshmallow. It's really good. Yeah, and trust me, if you have one, you'll forget that you're eating a protein bar. It's like a treat. They're covered in 100% real chocolate. You got fan favorite flavors in the puff variety, like the coconut marshmallow, banana cream pie. You even have a churro flavor. It's all there. They're going to be your new favorite. And again, 100% real chocolate. Yes, even on the puff type of marshmallowy, great tasting treats that Built provides. Low calorie, high protein. Get rid of those candy bars. You don't need them. These are better. Typical candy bar can be anywhere from 200 to 300 calories. Go to Built.com right now. Scroll down to the macros chart. You'll be blown away, I promise you. High protein, low cal, high fiber, low carb. Most bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Yeah, it's good for you. Don't get yourself a candy bar. Those have around 240 calories. You don't want to do that. Mint brownie, chocolate, coconut almond, and new for this month, white chocolate cookies and cream. You will love it. So again, I urge you to go to Built.com right now. They make a tasty, delicious bar. You're going to love it. Use promo code LOCK15, 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. We're talking with James Pledger with San Antonio sports star. And
did I hear churro flavored?
Yeah, they have a churro flavored Built Bar.
That sounds incredible.
It's delicious. It's still one of my all-time yeah. favorites. Is there cricket flavor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it. I bit into it thinking like, oh, this is going to be disgusting. No, it tasted like those Thin Mints. Like you
I figured as much.
That's what it tasted like. And it was like really, really good. But yeah, well, hopefully the Spurs are stuffing DeJounte Murray full of Built Bars because they're going to need him to gain back those 10 pounds. But, you know, the big question right now, we're looking at, okay, if the Spurs win the game against the Pelicans, if fill in the blank, you know, you highlighted what you highlighted. I said the all hands on deck mentality.
Mm-hmm.
How important is Josh Richardson going to be? Are we forgetting about him?
Huge.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on Josh Richardson in this game?
I love him. He's somebody I really hope the Spurs kind of keep around. He's been a very, very instrumental part, I think, to this team and the run that they've made since the trade from the Celtics, because you look at what Josh Richardson provides. He provides a little bit of scoring off the bench in terms of, especially with Lonnie Walker missing some of that time there towards the end of the season. And he also provides something that this team just doesn't have. Mm-hmm. Veteran leadership.
Right. Yeah. And
the ability to.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'll say, and a guy that's not afraid to, you know, get nasty on that court, you know, talk trash.
Yo, absolutely.
Yeah, and I love that out of him. Yeah.
He provides veteran leadership and just kind of a stabilizing force of being on a bunch of playoff teams, whether it was the Dallas Mavericks or the Boston Celtics or the Miami Heat. Like, he has playoff experience on top of that. So it's teaching these young guys kind of how to be a pro. They haven't had a whole lot of that, especially with the exodus of Patty and Rudy Gay this past offseason. There's just not a lot of guys that have kind of been in this situation to where they're playing for playoffs. They're in the play-in. Like, they have a chance to make the playoffs. Games matter late in the season. Mm-hmm. How to take care of your body in between back-to-backs, or what to do to get yourself ready for a game. Like, just little intricacies of being a professional athlete that a lot of these guys haven't had to deal with just because this team is so incredibly young.
Mm-hmm. They are.
We went
They
from
are.
being one of the oldest, most veteran-laden teams in the NBA for all those years with the Big Three to now being one of the youngest teams
Yeah.
in all of the NBA.
And relying on a 19-year-old starter to close out the regular season. I mean, that's how much they're in this youth movement. If I try to answer the question as well, you know, Spurs beat the Pelicans if, you know, I think keep on what you're doing, because you're looking at some of the numbers in the regular season. The Spurs score more points against the Pelicans, about 113 points per game. They share the ball better than the Pelicans. They average about 28 a game against New Orleans. And they actually shoot the three ball better in four games against the Pelicans. They shoot about 35% against New Orleans. And those have been really been the keys for the Spurs to get those wins. And I'm going to throw this in here too, and I'm going to get a reaction out of this. Those three wins against New Orleans, I believe, James, they came in New Orleans. So the Spurs, you know, have a foundation where they know they can beat the Pelicans in there. So I think the Spurs win if they keep that in mind, that you already won in their gym. Just do it again.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about the ability to draw on that knowledge of we've done this before.
Yeah, and the Spurs are definitely going to need that. So, you know, we'll definitely be keeping a pulse on this game as it looms. We want to hear from you. Spurs beat the Pelicans if. You can let James know on Twitter, @IamPledger, and me on Twitter, @JeffGSpurs. Let's talk about what Vegas has to say about the Spurs play-in game against the Pels. James, get your thoughts on this. As of right now, obviously the lines change. The Pelicans are favored -5.5. What is your reaction to that? Do you think, you know, that's about right, even though the Spurs have proven they can take New Orleans and beat them?
Yeah, I mean, sure, but there is they beat them once with a few times without C.J. McCollum.
Right.
And then when they did have C.J. McCollum, they had to beat him without Brandon Ingram as well, as he was dealing with injuries.
Yeah.
In that second part of the season. So, yeah, I mean, there is positives to draw on, but they weren't playing at full strength. And I do believe this is a team that has a lot of weapons. I mean, Brandon Ingram is a really good player. You look at C.J. McCollum. You mentioned Jonas Valanciunas and what he's done. And I really think that size could be an issue. Second chance points are going to be massive in controlling the glass. Because if New Orleans ends up controlling the glass with Jackson Hayes and Jonas Valanciunas and Steven Adams, and if they rebound at the clip that I think they're able to, it's going to be a tough, tough outing for the Spurs.
Yeah.
But remember, you usually get a few points just for being the home team.
Yeah.
And the size matters, and it's where the money lays, and you have to entice action on the other side. And the Pelicans have been the better team this year. They are the higher seed, and they have more known commodities in terms of players that contribute on that team. Those are all going to be things that lead to money going to New Orleans. So you have to entice money from the other side. So setting a line at 5.5, I wouldn't be shocked if it even goes up a little from there. Just doing it because you're trying to get people to bet both sides.
Well, again, we know the line's going to move, you know, so a few days before the game starts, but would you take that bet? Would you go to your favorite?
I'd lay some scratch.
You'd lay some money.
I'd lay some scratch on that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm tempted to lay some money on that
the
too.
The one thing that you are concerned about with this, and this is the biggest issue, is you don't know what you're getting from DeJounte Murray, who's missed basically last 6-7 games of the regular season.
Right.
Due to that
bug he had.
Virus. Whatever he had, non-COVID related illness, in which he dropped a reported 8 to 10 pounds over that time.
And, And only got probably a little bit of playing time against Dallas. You know, I'm pretty sure they're going to let him get out there, shake the rust off, and bubble and wrap him up fast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If he plays at all.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the late Manu meaningless game against the Phoenix Suns that led
I remember that.
A loss to a Memphis team that I believe was Jonas Valanciunas on that team?
He probably was, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, there's something to be said about, you know, it can happen quickly. It happened really early in that game for Manu. So
yeah.
Whether they play him or not against Dallas remains to be seen as of this recording, obviously.
Right.
But
yeah.
Even if he does, I don't expect him to get much burn. So
right.
It's
yeah.
going
Same
to
here.
Come down to how confident do you feel with him missing that much time, dropping that amount of weight, and the impact that he can have on this game, because they're going to need him to play about 40 to 45 minutes in this game, probably.
Yeah, BetOnline has the Spurs at 10-1 odds to advance to the number 8 seed. And so let's give him a little bit of a strong chance there. It's not too bad.
10-1, huh?
Yeah, 10-1 odds as of right now.
Make
the number 8 seed. So, yeah. Hey, but speaking of BetOnline, you want to go to BetOnline right now. Why? It's your number one source for all your betting and stats sports info. James might be running there right now on getting his computer to put a bet on the game, Spurs-Pelicans. So do that well. Do it as well. You can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. Yes, it's finally here, everybody. And if you want to put some money down, you go to BetOnline. It's your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to the playoffs to esports. I love me some NBA 2K League. And much, much more. Go to their website right now. That's what James is doing right now. He put his mic on mute, and he's just typing really fast. He's putting in a bet right now at BetOnline. You can even use your mobile device to learn all about the trends and action. Look, BetOnline has 10-1 odds that the Spurs will advance to the number 8 seed. Is that enticing you? James brought a good point right now. They have the Spurs at the Pelicans at a minus 5.5 right now to win the game. Is that enough for you to put some money down? Go to BetOnline right now. BetOnline, where the game starts. And we're back with James Pledger with San Antonio Sports Star. It's going to start putting a wrap on this episode, James, of Locked On Spurs here. How you feeling? What are you feeling about the game that's looming on Wednesday night? Are you confident this team can make some noise in advance?
Yes, I do feel that if DeJounte Murray is DeJounte Murray, that this team can advance. They can win. We've seen the way that they have played down the stretch with he and Keldon together. Josh Richardson's got his role defined and what he's been able to bring to this team down the stretch. We've seen Jakob Poeltl and his importance both offensively and defensively. And on top of that, Lonnie Walker's found his role kind of solidify, being that sixth man, that spark plug off the bench, and the impact that he provides. So everybody seems to kind of know what they are. But this is a team that hasn't been together a lot here at the end of the season. So can they just fall back into those roles that they know that they had created for themselves?
Yeah, and keep this in mind, too. Lonnie Walker sat out that last game versus Dallas. So you figure that game, and then plus the, two and a half days off. So, yeah, got to keep an eye on him. Yeah, I'm confident as well. I think the Spurs should be able to go into New Orleans and beat them. You know, the numbers in the regular season have shown it. They've done okay, you know, even though McCollum exploded on them a few times. Yeah, I think this team is – I mean, they're hungry. They're confident. You heard from Jakob to Devin to DeJounte to Lonnie saying this was a goal and they met it. So I think that bodes well as far as the mental side of things, you know, it's, you know, a confidence booster as well. I'm looking forward to, today's lineup at the Sports Star. Because, James, I know you're gonna have some bones to pick with some of the guys, you know, for not going to your birthday party. So that's going to be fun to listen to. But outside of that, there's so much to listen to at the Sports Star, from the Saturday Morning Hangover to Halftime with Jimenez. What is going down over there? Probably you want everybody going there right this week because of the play-in game and much, much more.
Yeah. Excuse me. We've got the play-in game. We've got, you know, the Masters and Tiger Woods and what he did out there. There is a ton going on in sports. Remember, the NFL season still goes on strong despite no games and no action and no draft for a few more weeks. But there's still news every single day. And it's not just the Spurs. It is the rest of the NBA. The playoffs are getting underway. The play-in start. So there is going to be a lot to talk about this week, whether it's on R&R in the Morning with Rob Thompson, Rudy J, and myself, from 7 to 10, if it is Halftime with me and Michael Jimenez from noon to 2, or if it is On the Blitz with Jason Minix and Joe Reinagle from 4 to 7. Plus, of course, we'll have a recap of everything and hopefully kind of be talking about a playoff series on Saturday on the Saturday Morning Hangover with Jack Thompson and myself.
That'll be fun.
Of course, we got the Sunday Sports Grill on Sundays from 11 to 1. And, of course, as always, the meta for everything gaming and esports, myself and Katie Barber, Friday nights, 10 o'clock.
You know, a local kid from San Antonio made it to the 2K League.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
You've got a local kid from San Antonio making it to the 2K League. There is the nice new, what do they call it, Port?
Yeah, Port San Antonio Arena. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, another reason why is to check out the meta with James and Katie. I've been a guest on there. It's fun. And it lets me just not talk about Spurs. And you throw me in the meta. You throw me talking Marvel. By the way, did you see Gore? Did you see Gore?
I saw Gore the Garb Butcher.
What did you think?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with redesigning the look of a character from the comics, because that would have been a very rough thing to pull off because of the large tendrils that kind of come out of his head. Like it wasn't going to be an easy thing makeup wise. And I'm okay with taking a little bit of creative liberties in the design of what a character looks like.
I love that sword Gore carries. Thing's a beast.
The Necro sword, all black, the Necro sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to hear that and much, much more.
If things go on the way they should, are they introducing the King of Symbiotes?
I would love to have a symbiote war, James. I would love to see that happen on the big screen. That's got to happen.
Incredibly awesome.
That would be awesome. Hey, well, Venom left a little droplet in one universe, right? He left a little piece there before he crossed. So we'll see who is going to get that. Would it be Eddie Brock? Would it be somebody else? We'll find out. Yeah, check out the meta. For sure, James and Katie are talking about that and much, much more. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. The list goes on and on. We're now on YouTube. Thank you for subscribing to the YouTube page. The numbers are climbing fast every single day. So we appreciate you doing that. Spurs Pelicans, check out Locked On Pelicans. I'm pretty sure they're talking about your Spurs right now. Probably talking some trash. Go subscribe to them as well, see what's going on in their neck of the woods. James, again, happy birthday again, buddy. You know, thank you for inviting me out to the festivities. Everybody,
with you in town that you weren't going to be invited.
Yeah. And by the way, everybody, you know, if you ever get the honor, James is a really good dancer. I was stunned when I saw James can cut a rug. And follow him on Twitter once again at I Am Pledger. So for James Pledger, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.